Welcome to the San Dieguito Union High School District Board of Trustees special meeting today. I'd like to invite you to stand and face the flag. Pledge allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
First off, we need to approve our agenda for today's July 24th, 2019 special meeting, as presented.
Move approval.
Thank you.
Second.
All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Thank you. We have a very limited agenda here this morning. We need to look at adoption of resolution establishing special taxes for the 2019-20 fiscal year. I don't believe anyone has submitted any speaker slips. Let's go ahead. I guess I'll take a motion and then we'll see if there's any discussion. Do I have a motion?
I move.
Thank you. Do I have a second?
Second.
Thank you. Do we need any presentation?
Any questions?
Discussion? I just had one technical question
for
my own education and you guys answered two of them. Thank you. My last one is silly. I don't need to know this in order to vote, but why is it two separate items? What's the difference between establishing and then levying?
Oh, sure.
Go ahead.
Please come to the podium.
No.
Oh, come on.
I enjoy the podium.
Come on, I'm wearing flip-flops under here. You
know? Come out front and center.
Yes, stand there.
Poor John.
Establishes the new rates. So for some of our CFDs, not all, but for some, there's an option for the developers to pay up to 100% or in some cases 50% of the annual special tax. In order for the district to be made whole, we have to reauthorize those amounts every year because of escalation. So with the exception of 94-2, which has a prepayment option that's capped, the other CFDs that are within that action can be increased every year. The other one is the more important one. That actually establishes the levy that the auditor and assessor and treasurer are going to collect for us at the county.
That's like the county, like Dan McAllister's?
Yep, exactly. Okay. And so that establishes the actual tax roll by which we're able to collect the special taxes. That allows us to collect the dollars that pay for our bonds.
Okay.
And so that's where it's exceptionally important because you don't want to not have revenue to not pay bonds because then you'll be in default.
Got it.
So, yeah.
I actually would just for a little, never asked this earlier, yeah. But how did we get in a cycle where we needed a special meeting to do this? Have we not done this in our regular, did it just not quite get on one agenda and we need it before August?
Oh, I'm sorry. We've typically had a July meeting, but we didn't have one this month.
Got it. Yeah. Okay. I just didn't remember having to do a special
so
meeting.
So does this action have to take place after July 1 and before August 1, or could it take place at the end of June?
No, you'd have to do it after the end of June.
So it has to be after July 1.
After July 1. And if you wanted to really push it, you could maybe do it August 1.
But we'd have to have a meeting at the very first.
So on an annual basis, somewhere in July, we have to have at least a meeting like this.
Correct.
As long as we have these CFDs.
Exactly. And it's a good practice because even though it's kind of rare, there are some developers that want to prepay. That tax effectively becomes effective on July 1. So the further you get away from July 1, a little bit more gray area it is in terms of charging developers the appropriate prepayment amounts. So, and then as you get closer to the end of July, there's actually quite a bit of work to do with the county assessor, verifying the assessor parcel numbers, making sure you have the right homeowners, the right special tax amounts.
And that's the four? Item four that they're voting on?
Yeah.
Is it similar to a parcel tax where we have to tell them what to collect?
Correct, yes. Exactly.
They're like, great, you want something collected, tell us.
Right, right, exactly. So you want to make sure it's spot on. Yeah, absolutely. And that you have to really accomplish by the first week in August where they have their cutoff.
So. Well, I'm just trying to think if there's a better way for us to go ahead and set a date and accomplish some other things while we're here. It's time to do our superintendent evaluations and things like that.
Yeah, I'm wondering if we could make this,
find a date that still gives people a good block of
vacation
time. But you know this is when we need to be. That's another discussion. But okay, so
we will figure that out by July 2020.
Maybe by January, December when we pass our calendar.
Yes. Actually, we'll when
we do our calendar.
When we do the calendar in December, we'll pick a date in July.
I'm just trying to give as
or
much.
Or could you have, instead of two meetings in June, could you have one meeting in June and two meetings in August?
We have to do our budget.
We have to do two in June.
Yeah, that's the way it falls. So. Yeah. Anyway.
We could do two in June in Del Mar. Is there a reason why it would be different there?
It's required by law.
As an LCAP and budget, you have to adopt budget at least one day after the public hearing. So you're not supposed
could we
to
have
do
done our LCAP in May?
It's possible,
maybe.
I guess.
Okay.
Yeah, maybe.
It's nothing to do with basic aid. I'm just curious. We didn't do it, so...
you would have to have both the LCAP and the budget completely done to be viewed by the public. Is it possible you could have it done in the end of May, I guess?
It's possible.
And it might be easier for us as...
Well, it might be in basic aid because you're not so much worried about what the formula puts out. Yeah.
All right. So it's been moved and seconded that we adopt the resolution of establishing our special taxes. All in favor, please indicate by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
That carries unanimously by those of us who are present. Item 4 is adoption of resolution levying the special taxes for 2019-20 fiscal year. And if I could have a motion, please.
So moved.
Thank you. Do I have a second?
Second.
Thank you. Any further questions or discussions? All in favor, would you indicate by saying aye?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Or as some other meetings I'm at, say by standing up at the end of the meeting.
That'd be interactive.
This concludes our business. Anything else you need to hear?
Gosh, tell me why.